A disappointing start to the season. It's not the way that we wanted to start. What you all saw tonight was not a representation of the 2015 Vikings. Good thing about it is got a short week, 6 days away. We get a chance to redeem ourselves and, you know, go out and play a better football game.
What happened, Teddy, in your mind? What was
this? It was just poor execution on our behalf. And, you know, we felt totally prepared coming into this game. And we just didn't execute well today.
Coach Zimmer said he didn't think that you played well. Would you concur with that?
I definitely agree. And missed some easy throws tonight, you know, throws that either set us behind behind the sticks or, you know, plays that could have resulted in big plays. And I just have to continue to try to get better each week.
Could you tell were there guys open that you were missing? Or, I mean, could you tell it there?
I mean, it's obvious. There were some throws out there today. You know, I could think of one with Kyle Rudolph. I ran across the field, just overthrew him, or up the seam when I overthrew him also. So it's just some of those things. You know, those are throws that I make in practice 9 out of 10 times. So as an offense, you know, we practice extremely well. We do some things extremely well. Like I said, we just had poor execution tonight.
You don't press, but it seemed tonight when they weren't going your way, you were pressing a little bit after that.
I wouldn't say pressing. You know, Coach Zimmer said something, you know, in the locker room that, you know, one guy doesn't have to win the game. And I have to continue to have that mindset because there are 10 other guys on that football field with me. You know, and there are 11 guys on defense, 11 guys in the special teams. And, you know, we had some chances tonight, and we didn't capitalize.
I'm surprised that the ground game wasn't able to really get on track either.
You know, coming into this game, we knew San Fran was a tough physical team. And like I said, we were confident coming into this game. Just didn't execute well.
Coach said that, you know, with all the hype that's been going on, he said 11 months was the way he characterized it. But did that creep into the guys' heads that maybe you guys were thinking you're better than you are or anything like that?
I don't think so. But, you know, it's a reality check. You know, we know now after tonight's performance that we're nowhere near as good as everyone said we were. And like I said, we have a short week. We have 6 days. We get to play Detroit, a divisional opponent, a team that knows us well, a team that we know well. So just have to get back to work.
Did you talk to Mike about the deep ball? It looked like it was on target and maybe his hand got held?
It was just a bang-bang play. You know, the guy for San Fran did a great job of just covering Mike. And like I said, it was a bang-bang play.
As good as how everyone said we were. How does that affect you, or is this the mindset going forward? You said not one player wins, but for you to say that statement, you have to be pretty disappointed then.
Yeah, we're very disappointed. Like I said, it's not the way that we wanted to start the season, and it was poor execution on our part. And like I said, we were totally prepared coming into this game and just didn't execute well. So it's totally disappointing starting the season like that. But like I said, luckily, our next game is 6 days away. We get a short week, get another chance to go out there and, you know, play a divisional opponent.
Did you like the no huddle? Did you feel there was any rhythm there? Did it feel good to run it?
You know, we practice different situations and different tempos. So whether it was huddling up or no huddle, you know, we were all comfortable tonight. And we tried to just execute and didn't really do a good job of it.
Adrian Peterson didn't carry in the first series, only got 4 carries in the first half. What was kind of the thinking on his limited use early?
You know, we just had a game plan coming into this game. We wanted to attack those guys. And, you know, Adrian, he's a guy who's going to be a big part of this offense. And, you know, we all understand that. So tonight, you know, I wish I could have, you know, started out 3 for 3 or at least hit one of those throws instead of just going 3 and out after a big play on special teams. So you know, like I said, Adrian knows that he's a big part of this offense, and, you know, we're excited.
What was Mike Zimmer's demeanor after the game? What did he have to say?
We were just totally disappointed, you know, disappointed that, you know, we didn't perform nearly as well as, you know, we've been practicing. And it was uncharacteristic of us tonight. You know, we were out physical, outplayed. I know on my part, I didn't do a good job at all tonight, you know, whether it was, you know, hitting open wide receivers or, you know, communicating calls across the line. So just going to get back to the drawing boards and try to improve off this game.
Thank you.